Hello, everyone. It's Gabriel here. It is Friday, May 16th, and I have a new weight loss update for everyone. I'll admit, May has been pretty steady, honestly. I've been trying really hard to push below 410. My lowest right now is 408. And it's honestly crazy to be here. You know, the theme I want to drive home, at least today, is gratitude. Because I really spent some time going back at some of my previous writings, some of the previous videos I've uploaded, and I've kind of realized just how far I've come. I mean, honestly, for the last few months, I've been kind of mired down in the fact that, like, I still have so much further to go. 400 pounds is still quite far from being, well, a healthy body weight, but more importantly, it's far from me being able to do the kind of things I want to do. I can't wait to get on a bike again. I can't wait to really spend time being, you know, actually incredibly active. And I'm learning so much over this journey, but I'm also having to face so much during this journey. And I really have to congratulate my past self who, you know, when I go back and I watch those videos, he was so worried. He was so scared. He's like, Gabriel, I don't know if this is gonna work. And I can at least confidently say it's working. It's going well. Things really are progressing. I'm over 160 pounds down from my highest, and I am so much more mobile, so much more capable of things. For instance, what really, you know, kind of got this to as bad as it got was, especially post-lockdowns, I was in this situation where I felt incapable of actually, you know, making food for myself. So I would just order in junk and really just whatever I felt like. And it was dire. And I felt paralyzed, lacking the agency to be able to make the changes that would make my life better. And it's hard because you get frustrated and you want everything to change overnight. And yes, I can report it does not change overnight. Day to day, it's incredibly challenging. It's incredibly hard, but it does work. Very soon, it'll almost be a year since I came up on this journey. And the truth is, the changes I've already experienced are transformational. This last 160 pounds, now I'm able to walk for over an hour. There are many errands I can do now that were simply impossible at the start of the journey. At the start of the journey, I couldn't even really get up off the floor. I couldn't, unassisted, I really couldn't do many of the basic movements and exercises that right now I'm really trying to enhance and get better at. And it's nice because I kind of fell in love with the whole weightlifting thing. I really started to really appreciate how amazing it is to work on your fitness, but I'll admit it's quite slow. It's actually slower than the weight loss, at least at this size. And that's something I've been having to hit really hard because I've spent so much time lately feeling really bad about myself because I'm like, well, why aren't I able to progress as much as I want? And the truth, honestly, is I'm greedy. Past Gabriel is greedy. Current self is greedy. And maybe future Gabriel will still be kind of greedy. We'll see about that. What's so nice and why I'm so grateful for my past self is he really did put the work in. You know, it was not very clear to me at the start that I would even get to this point. It was not clear to me that I would be able to spend so much time walking so that in a single day, I can wake up, I can walk to a grocery store, I can grab some food, I can go home, I can cook it, I can clean up afterwards. You know, that entire loop felt so out of reach when I was starting this journey. And it's so great to actually feel like I have the agency to take care of myself. And yeah, it's not complete. I still have ways to go as far as, you know, I'm tired after doing those things. It's hard. And that's kind of where a lot of the shame came in, is that I was kind of feeling like, oh my goodness, this is so hard. Why is it so hard? And in many ways, it's because I haven't really been appreciating how far I've really come. And I think a big part of it is that I spent so long avoiding thinking about being as heavy as I was. I spent so long, you know, kind of just trying to ignore it, kind of trying to keep it out of my head, not really address it. And that created this scenario where even now I still haven't really wrestled with it maybe as much as I should. Like even now I'm already like back in the misery spiral of like, oh, why can't I do X, Y, and Z? And it's like, well, I've come such a long way. And the thing I'm honestly most grateful for, beyond the work that past Gabriel has put into all this, is all the kindness that has come along the way. I've got a lot of very generous people helping me out, being supportive, saying nice things. And, it's really quite humbling because when I read weight loss forums, when I hear people talking about their experiences, I see a lot of people saying, oh, people treat you better when you lose the weight. Believe me, I'm not done. I'm not done this process. But I've noticed there is a lot of kindness. There is a lot of support that people give really early on in the process. And to be honest, it has been really important for me. It has been one of the major things keeping me going is the kindness and encouragement from and support from people around me, and even people who follow my blogs or RSS feeds and have sent an email or left a comment, whatever it is, it really has made an incredible difference. It's made me feel less alone, and this is a very solitary journey. It really is just you in your own head trying to wrestle control over your life, and it's a tough road. It's not easy. And so I think in many ways, the reason why people probably say people treat you nicer when you lose the weight is I think it's a bit of an illusion because, well, I'm sure the glow effect is real. I'm sure once you look your best, people will be a bit nicer to you than before, but I think there's a bit more to it. I do think if you're not grateful for the kindness that people show when you're starting out, when you're hardest on yourself, when you're really, kind of still having that thick shell between you and the outside world, you're not going to notice the kindness. You're not going to spend the time to appreciate what people are doing or trying to do or, spending the time to say a nice thing or do something to help. Because, at least for me, a big part of this is I spend so much of my time mired up in guilt, shame, and frustration over this situation. And that makes it harder to appreciate the kindness. It does make it harder to feel the kindness when someone is offering a nice word of support. You really have to kind of get out of your own head and realize, wow, that person said something really nice. And I think in many ways, starting out is a lot harder than it needs to be. I think if somebody miraculously was in an amazing mental emotional state at their highest, I actually think it would be a lot easier than it is in most cases. And I guess that's a tragedy in many ways. And to me, it really vindicates how I feel about the fact that like people need to know that this is possible, that things can change, that you're not stuck this way. And there are many people willing to help. I am constantly surprised at how many people have contacted me, offered advice, or when I ask questions, helped me in ways I never expected. The truth is, weight loss is an incredibly difficult challenge, but it is also an opportunity to kind of reorient many aspects of your life that have contributed to not just that problem, but many other problems. And I'll admit, that's daunting. It's really scary to take a fine comb over your life and be like, is this helping me be healthy or not? And you're gonna find out pretty quickly that there's a lot of things that are getting in the way. Sometimes they're under your control, sometimes they're not. Sometimes they're things that take time to fix. Whatever it is, it's a difficult process to undergo. And at least for me personally, so much of the way climbing up to as heavy as I got, 570 pounds, a lot of it was based on avoiding that. And I'm realizing that many of the bad habits that we have, or at least I have, that have made this journey harder have real opportunity costs. All those years I was telling myself that sleep was no big deal, I just needed to get stuff done, or whatever the excuse was, the more I'm realizing that I was actually hurting my ability to get this done. The more I put into this process, the more I'm learning that your bad habits really do sabotage you in some pretty insidious ways. And it's so hard to disentangle all that. It does take a lot of work. It does take persistence. I am constantly, you know, this sounds really silly, but I'm constantly shocked that once I've done something once, why isn't it solidified as a habit now? Why can't I just, you know, keep doing it? It does take a lot of cognitive effort to keep doing things to maintain and build and expand that capability. And I will say the greatest thing that has been helping me lately is spending the time to appreciate just how much more capable I am now than I was a year ago. And it's funny, I saw this post or meme somewhere where it said, if you're ever doubting if you had progress, ask yourself if you trade places with yourself a year ago. And I certainly would not. I really do want to thank my past self for putting all the work into making this happen. Because day to day, it is hard. It is hard to have hope that, you know, it will pay off in the end. Because the thing that paralyzed me so much before really getting started was the fear of the fact that it doesn't take much to derail progress you make. When you're trying to push day in, day out to make small little changes that truthfully, yes, they don't amount to much. But over time, the consistency absolutely snowballs into real dramatic changes. And the sad thing is that at the start, it really does feel like nothing matters. It really does feel like you're doing so much, it's amounting to so little. And you know, you're like one binge, maybe a couple of binges away. And to me, that felt very real. I've lived this over and over. I've seen myself try really hard. This isn't the first time I've tried to lose weight, and I did gain it all back after losing a significant amount. And so shaking that doubt, shaking that, challenging that doubt or opposing it and telling yourself that you can build something that matters over time, that is a big part of really keeping going. And I have fears, I have doubts right now. Like I know that pushing below 400 is going to be incredibly difficult. I'm hoping I can do it this month. We'll see. I have a really ambitious target for this year of losing 200 pounds in the calendar year of 2026. And right now I'm a little behind. And the truth of the matter is that things are still going really well. I have to really spend the time to appreciate what is getting better instead of obsessing over what numbers I can and can't change immediately. It is happening. It is on the road. But May is definitely not another record-breaking month on this side. I mean, I have two more weeks. We'll see how that goes. But I'm really spending the time, as you can see in the nicer weather, trying to really just calm down about the whole thing. I still want to put as much effort as I can into losing as much weight as possible, but I'm trying to displace some of the pressure. Instead of focusing pressure on myself, I really want to spend the time focusing on getting what I want to do done. As I got really ambitious this winter, you know, I really wanted to push through the winter because I was scared. I was terrified of getting through the winter because I was worried that not being able to be outside as much, I was worried about the less sunlight, all of that would kind of like take away all the progress I had made. And now here I am in springtime on the other side of that, approaching summertime. And yeah, did I hope that I would be in a better spot by now? Sure, absolutely. I had very delulu ideas about where I would be at this moment, but I'm really trying to step away from, okay, what was theoretically possible and what did I fall short, but more realizing I'm putting in the work. I really should spend time being more generous with myself so that I can focus on the other things I've been trying to get done. Because some of my personal projects have fallen behind. I really do want to start building that RSS reader again. I took a look at the project and did some updates, but like, there's a lot that I'm realizing that I am kind of trading by putting all my effort and concentration into this journey. And even some of my latest updates have kind of fallen behind. There haven't been as many updates as I would like. I really wish I had been sharing more about how painful this all can be. Like, I am in quite a bit of pain on a semi-regular basis, and it's hard to deal with, but I persevere and I persist, and it's going pretty well. I mean, I'm just happy that I finally crossed the threshold where people are proud of me. I mean, I struggle to be proud of myself this far, because it is a long road, and I still very much fear that it can all go away. You know, everything I've worked to up until this point can actually, you know, stop and reverse. I really appreciate the fact that I'm actually at the point where many people are telling me they're proud of me. And that's humbling and daunting, because I'm not really there myself. I'm not really proud of myself yet. I know I put in the work. I'm very happy for what Past Gabriel has done, and I do need to really appreciate what Past Gabriel has done for me in this equation. But to me, it doesn't feel real yet. I don't trust it. On some level, it feels like a fever dream almost, because it has happened quite quickly. I have gone from a time where everything felt impossible to now, things are challenges. Challenges I can face. Challenges I can hopefully overcome. And I am greedy. I really do want to get the crazy results as quickly as possible. And it does take time. And so it's been a difficult road of learning patience. But it is really gratifying when people tell me they notice. I actually didn't update a lot of my online photos lately because, well, I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to take a great photo, because, I mean, the insecurity really settles in. But I figured the weather's nice. I can try to take a better photo. And I took a new photo, changed it a bunch of places, and I got a couple of nice comments, and I do really appreciate that. And I'm just excited that this is the summer where I get to prove to myself just how hard I can go. And I think by really spending the time to appreciate all that went into this, whether it's my own effort, whether it's the support and encouragement I've gotten on the way, whether it's just luck, honestly, some things have turned out better than expected. I really want to push hard this summer, and I'm realizing that there are limits to how hard you can push. I have certainly bumped up against the limits of how hard I can push quite a few times these last two seasons, but it's... I've been trying to figure out how I can push so hard that there's a way to back off gradually instead of being like forced to constantly stop everything. And it's a tough balancing act. You know, I really, really have been trying to spend so much time walking lately, and it's been going great. I've been doing tons of walking, and it makes me feel so much better when I go do an errand to a grocery store that's, say, a little farther away, and the errand itself does not feel like an insurmountable obstacle. And to me, I think that is the greatest benefit I've got of the weight loss so far, is expanding my ability to get things done that many of the simple things that felt like insurmountable barriers to making better decisions are now firmly within my reach. And it feels great. It feels amazing. It really does help. And I need to hold on to that more, instead of constantly shaming myself that, like, oh, well, you didn't do this, or you didn't, you know, push even harder that day or whatever. Like, I want to train hard. I absolutely do. But I'm realizing my problem is more on the training too hard than not hard enough side of things. And it's hard to know where the balance is, because if I go swimming one day and I lift weights the next day, it's not like a single part of me is that sore, but it's clear that there are limits to how much I can do in a week and how I want to be patient with myself. But I'm just so honestly happy that I'm at the point where I can now start figuring these things out over things that are at least moderately more impressive than getting up off the floor as a big person. I'm actually really excited at about maybe a few months from now. It's not right away. I'm excited to try to get a DEXA scan. I know they have a weight capacity on those machines, so I am going to have to wait till I'm below 350. But that sounds like a pretty good reward for getting to that point at this point. And I want to see. I want to see what's underneath all this. I want to know what my body actually looks like when it's not covered up with all the fat. And so, to me, I'm outright fascinated by what it'll take to get that scan, you know, once I'm finally there, and I'll have a very good idea of what I'm working with. It may actually help me adjust what my goal weight will be, because right now I have a goal weight as a body fat percentage. It's a body fat percentage because I don't know what that number is right now, fundamentally. I don't know enough about my own body. I mean, I have been obese for basically my entire adult life. It's been over 10 years of being substantially heavy. And I, as I mentioned before, I kind of have no idea what I'm going to look like at the end of this. And I'm nervous about that. I'm kind of apprehensive about the whole thing. But I'm excited for being able to do things again. I'm really looking forward to biking. I'm really looking forward to doing more things outside. I'm looking to move maybe a daily workout with my kettlebell outside here and just getting a regular thing going of me being in the sunshine and getting these workouts done as well as at the gym. You know, it's like, it's been so nice to be able to walk back from the gym, because when I started, I was relying on rides. I had to have my other half drive me to the gym, and then doing the gym at the personal training session, that was all I would do in that entire week. That was excruciating, honestly, and it was a little humiliating, because I underestimated just how much damage had been accumulated over all those years. And struggling with embarrassingly simple things like getting up on the floor, even reaching down so far, that was a difficult experience. And then when you're done going through that, you go home and you're tired and sore for the, you know, entire week, and you don't know what you can do. It did get better. It absolutely gets better. But the challenge is that, at least with where I'm at, there's still more places to push. I still need to push harder so I can walk longer. I still need to push harder so that I can, you know, be more capable in this body. And that takes effort. You know, one of the things I kind of want to go down the rabbit hole on soon is cardio health. Because while weightlifting is super gratifying and super fun, and I would absolutely recommend it, that's not the end-all be-all to fitness. I have been swimming, and I've been trying to focus on swimming really just harder and for longer to raise my cardiovascular capability, because I know that's a big part of your overall health. I don't want to just chase, you know, weight numbers and ignore that and be in a similar situation to where I am now. And so I really am interested in becoming very well-rounded. You know, I saw a couple of videos about Sportacus, who is a very inspiring figure of somebody who just did a bunch of bodyweight exercises in a pretty impressive kind of ways. And so I don't really anticipate ever getting to his level, but I'm definitely very focused on what I can do to raise my overall physical capabilities rather than necessarily just trying to find a niche and maximize it. Because I'm going to be honest, one of the things that hits you in the face so many times in this journey is that balance really is key. You know, many people advocate for flexible dieting. I have experimented with how flexible I can be on this diet, and believe me, it's a lot less than I would like. But the truth of the matter is that I realized how much a little bit of something, some small change, some new exercise can make a big difference over time. And it's fascinating to me. It really is fascinating to me that it's working. It's a shock. It's surprising, honestly. I still kind of don't believe it. It's shocking that it's like, you can see me here. Maybe I'll do some editing and show you like how I looked before, but it's like, it's pretty phenomenal to me just how big a change there can be. And I'm honestly super grateful for the fact that this is something that's possible. I'm glad that obesity is something that can be changed with enough effort, support, and perseverance. And I'm glad that hopelessness, as far as this situation is concerned, is very much in the back of my mind now. It's no longer at the forefront. I am at least confident enough to know that this is something that can be reversed, which when I was starting out was certainly something I had a hard time believing. Honestly, it took a lot to show myself that real, meaningful changes can happen in shorter than you'd think. Honestly, I, as greedy as I am, a year is not that bad to make such radical changes. And by the time August rolls around, I'm really excited to see where I'll be at the full year mark. One of the things I'm working really hard, I was hoping I'd be able to do a push-up before I go below 400. I'm making progress, But it is so gruelingly slow. If you think my weight loss is slow, if I think my weight loss is slow, no. The progress on trying to get a push-up done is so slow. It's so arduous. It's so painful. And I'm trying to be, careful and, reasonable about it. I'll only do a couple of modified push-up attempts. I'll only do a couple of What a tip I got was that you do the push-up and then you slowly lower yourself in a controlled way. That's hard. That's really hard, especially at my size. But I'm thinking, hey, if I can do that by the end of August, that is still one heck of a year from going to entirely immobile to actually able to do push-ups. Like, that's a crazy big difference. And so I'm excited for what's in store. I honestly don't know where I'm going to be yet at what time frame, but I'm finally at the point where this process is something I can appreciate and enjoy. There's no longer questions of is it going to work? No, it is working. I just need to keep putting the time in, and it really means a lot that people care to check in and people follow these updates. It's like not something I was expecting. I only started this because I put it on my own small personal website and I wanted to put out recordings of like, hey, this is what's going on. I was writing about, hey, this is the troubles I'm having because it's hard. It's hard to be this big. It's hard to try to change it. And it's hard to persist. Even if I was just staying the same weight, it would still be quite difficult. And that's really something I appreciate is that not only do I have the opportunity to do this, but I also have the opportunity to share it. And so thank you so much for watching. But it really does mean a great deal to me that there are people who are at least happy to see people push forward. Because I'm going to be honest, the internet is full of people who are more than happy to tear each other down. And if there was ever a time to be sick and tired of that, I think post-COVID is a pretty good time to say, you know what, guys, we're gonna set the negativity aside. We can indulge in that when things are so much better. But I think there is a lot of hard work to be done as far as encouraging and supporting the people around us. And that's really what I'm looking forward to. I'm so glad that I am able to do so much more, and that allows me to help the people around me in ways that before just simply was a non-starter. And so I'm so grateful to be on this journey. I'm so happy that it is working well, and I'm so grateful for your attention, support, feedback, questions, comments, and I hope you all have an excellent one.